Beersheba, Israel. Israel and Iran agreed to a ceasefire proposed by U.S. President Donald Trump, ending a 12-day conflict that left hundreds dead and pushed the Middle East to the brink of regional war. The announcement came just hours after a final exchange of missiles and airstrikes between the two archrivals. Iranian missiles slammed into the Israeli city of Beersheba before dawn, killing at least 4 people and wounding 8, while Israeli jets struck multiple targets across Iran overnight. President Trump declared the complete and total ceasefire in a post on Truth Social, saying it went into effect around midnight Washington time. The conflict, now labeled by Trump as the 12-day war, erupted after Israel bombed suspected Iranian nuclear sites, triggering escalating retaliation from Tehran. The final blow came late Monday when Iran launched a limited missile strike on a U.S. military base in Qatar. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed his country's acceptance of the ceasefire and said all of Israel's military objectives had been achieved. "We have eliminated threats to our nation's security, neutralized Iran's nuclear and missile programs, and severely weakened its military leadership," Netanyahu told Tuesday. Netanyahu added that Israel now holds aerial superiority over parts of Iranian airspace and has struck several key military and governmental sites in Tehran and elsewhere. Human rights activists, a Washington-based monitoring group, reported 974 deaths in Iran, including 387 civilians and 268 security force personnel. Over 3,400 others were wounded in the Israeli bombardments, the group said. In Israel, the death toll stood at 24, with more than 1,000 injured since the conflict began nearly 2 weeks ago. The U.S. government said it had evacuated roughly 250 Americans and their family members from Israel since the weekend. The Iranian strike on Al Udeid airbase in Qatar temporarily shut down Qatari airspace, forcing commercial aircraft to reroute. Trump administration officials said the ceasefire was brokered through both direct talks with Israel and indirect messages to Iran, facilitated in part by the Qatari government. Trump spoke directly with Netanyahu, while Secretary of State Marco Rubio and envoy Steve Witkoff handled contacts with Tehran. Israel's airspace, closed since the conflict began, remained under tight military control. "For now, the missiles have stopped, and the skies over Beersheba and Tehran are quiet.